As a matter of fact, we're all counting on it. Just want you to know that we're all counting on you. Don't call me Shirley. Wayne Pond, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing?
Scenes from The Office, but scenes from Airplane. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very much so.
How quick-witted of you. How culturally aware are you? Of you?
Culturally, it's a stretch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, very much a stretch.
Yeah. Well, at least I never abandoned my high school history teacher to go out and play with the junior high school kids.
Well, it explains a lot,
Ron,
doesn't it?
It sure does. I tell you,
that's a true story, by the way.
Rebel without a cause. There he is, rebel without a cause.
After all these years. After all these years, I've never regretted it. It was fun.
All right. Here we go. The word of the day. You've heard the expression to brute about a rumor, a report, a story. Well, there is your word of the day. Brute, B as in boy, B-R-U-I-T. It is a verb, and it means to report or to turn into a rumor. And it's usually used with the word about. About is what, a preposition or an adverb, I guess, in this case. When we brood about stories, there are ugly rumors going around, for example, about Ron Stutz's 40th anniversary at the radio station.
Oh, really?
The story's true, maybe.
Hmm. Oh, no. Maybe.
No,
yeah, kind of.
Just ugly rumors, huh?
Yeah. No.
As far as she knows. She's only been here for the last few of those 40 years. You know.
Yeah, or cares, as a matter of fact. So however you circulate those ugly rumors, they are being bruited about Ron's 40th anniversary. And again, we're back to the word of the day. To report, to rumor, to circulate, I guess, would be another synonym for the word brute. B-R-U-I-T. There's your word of the day. Ron?
Yeah.
Did you ever recover from that high school history incident?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As I said, I had to go meet with the assistant principal, who was the disciplinarian in my school. And I was telling Nikki that I almost got suspended, but I think that the whole time he was talking to me, lecturing me, he just was holding back a smile. You know, he was kind of laughing because he probably knew how boring that guy was, too, you know?
I sure hope this guy can't hear us.
I think he's passed on. Probably.
Well, gosh knows. Well, what year was this?
He was advanced in age when I was in high school. So that.
Okay. Yeah, he's been gone a long time.
I mean, I love the guy, but it's just
he's really, great. He's gone, but he's great.
Kind of. It was just kind of boring in there, and I can say that I don't think I learned much either. So.
No. This is new news.
Of course, I didn't learn much when I was in school from any of my teachers, so.
You and Paul Simon, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, listen. Have a good one. Back in the drill. Have a great Wednesday. Talk to you in the morning.
And I love that Kodachrome reference. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Bye bye.